Goldman Sachs has agreed to pay up to $2.25 billion for NEOS investments, and part of that is tied to performance and service commitments rather than paid on day one. Signed on the 12th of August, 19 exchange-traded funds, $30 billion at the end of June, and three of them are the largest options income funds attached to Bitcoin and Ether.
And not one of those three holds a Bitcoin. The largest, BTCI, buys shares in spot Bitcoin products. BlackRock's iShares Bitcoin Trust and VanEck Fund, among its biggest positions, then writes call options on Bitcoin futures funds. Bitcoin, then a fund holding it, then a fund holding that fund, then a monthly check.
Goldman is buying the fourth link, which is a fee on volatility rather than a view on the coin. BTCI charges 0.99%, held just over $1.09 billion on the 14th of August, and has only been running since the 16th of October 2024. That headline distribution rate, near 27%, is NEOS's own figure, as at the 31st of July, and it moves with premiums. Nothing is promised.
It is not interest, and it is not a dividend. It is premium, harvested from an asset whose volatility is the entire point.
And sometimes classified as a return of capital.
That's right. Their own documentation.
This is the second ETF firm Goldman has bought this year. Innovator closed on the 2nd of April, about $2 billion, roughly $31 billion across 171 funds. Two deals, about $4.25 billion, about $61 billion of assets in 5 months.
Which buys advisors a way to sell crypto-linked income to a client who never touches a coin from the first quarter of 2027, if regulators agree.
Thanks for listening.
I was Bob.
It's been Melissa. Do follow YFarm X briefings. See you on the next one.